Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God which is set before us this morning is recorded in the 31st Psalm, the first five verses. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. This is our text. The beginning, or in Psalm 50, we hear God's gracious invitation. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. There are many psalms which offer special comfort to us in time of trouble in our lives. David's persecution of Saul may be behind the words in this psalm. These five verses use a bunch of words that evoke the idea of safety and protection, refuge, rock, fortress, defense. They use those to describe the God who protects and preserves and comforts his people. Now, this reminds us, of course, of Psalm 46, the basis for Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. And there the psalmist begins, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. This is a promise that is made to us by our God. In troubles, in sickness, in danger, in temptation, in assaults by the devil, in persecution, in the problems that face us day in and day out throughout our lives. God is our refuge and strength, the rock and fortress which protects us. And this is the confidence that we have in our God, who does all things well, who turns weakness into strength and fear into joyful trust. And that's a great comfort for the Christian. When we are on the brink of despair, when everything seems to have gone wrong all at once, when everyone is against us, then He is our refuge and our strength. Just as Luther was given refuge in the Wartburg fortress when he was outlawed for his teaching, despair was turned into trust in his Lord to deliver him. All of that makes this psalm a very powerful comfort. But there is more to it, to this psalm, than that. The fact that the words spoken by our Lord on the cross, "Into your hands I commit my spirit," certainly leads us to God's specific salvation from the deepest and greatest trouble that mankind has ever faced. And that is in the justification of sinners, which is accomplished for us on the cross by our God, by our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's confirmed even more when the psalmist says this, "In your righteousness, deliver me." And this takes us to the very heart of our faith, our trust and confidence in his righteousness, in his redeeming grace. Martin Luther described his response on hearing these words of the 31st Psalm. And remember, keep in mind that in the monastery, they read all the way through the Psalms every week. So Luther says, "Formerly, when it was necessary to read and pray the words of the Psalm," remember, every week, "in thy righteousness deliver me, I used to be completely terrified, and I hated those words with my whole heart. Do not deliver me, I used to think, with the righteousness by which thou art righteous." These thoughts led Luther to a fierce internal struggle because the God that he thought that he knew was filled with righteous anger toward him, which would take an eternity to satisfy. He was not relieved until he saw something else. "When I learned that the righteousness of God is his mercy, and that he makes us righteous through it, a remedy was offered to me in my affliction." Now, the struggling, fearful Luther might have gotten a clue, if he had been paying attention, where this psalm wanted to send him when he came to the words in verse 5, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." And he ought to have recognized those words as one of Jesus' seven sayings on the cross, and then himself gone to the cross. Well, it took a while. But that is the most important thing that this psalm has to say to us. It points us to the cross, which at the writing of this psalm is nearly a millennium in the future. It points to the righteousness, to the righteous suffering of our Lord Jesus, who bore all of the suffering that we deserve, carried all of our sorrows with him, and it points to his righteous obedience. Not only his obedience to death, but his obedience in life to God's demanding law. The obedience of Jesus, God applies to my account. It's in this one true man that God's righteousness is found and is made yours through faith. He promises it, and he leads you to trust his promise. The psalm began, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust." And that trust is the faith which relies on God's word of promise, his gospel of forgiveness and redemption. It is the faith that believes that God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The deliverance that the psalmist King David prays for them is not only a deliverance from trials and dangers in our lives, it is that, but above that is the deliverance from our deepest sin, our alienation from him. "Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God." Amen.